stress just goes away when I come through those two doors right here. When you come in, it's like the rest of the world goes away and I can go back to some of the memories when I was a kid. And, you know, I see a picture of my dad up here and, you know, or a decoy that I carved 20 years ago. I think it was about 12 years old when I started. I've always loved birds. I've just always been fascinated. The only reason my dad could go duck hunting is if I came along. And I, every Saturday and Sunday, I remember waking up in the bottom of a skiff duck hunting. I always was thinking about it. Junior varsity baseball, the coach told me to go in, and I said, no, I'm carving a decoy with my shoes off on the bench. When I was 13, 14 years old, you know, making, you know, $25, $35 for a decoy, that was pretty good money. I've just always strove to get better at it and trying to get more realistic at it. I did a mourning dove that won at the World Championships, and I took it to him and I showed it to him, and he said, I can't believe it's not real. And that to me was another big reward that, you know, I finally accomplished something. I made my dad happy, you know. I was working probably 70, 80 hours a week doing it. And I wanted all these contests. Well, then I ended up getting orders on top of orders on top of orders, and I could never do what I really wanted to do. And so I just kind of got burnt out from it. I did my first feather about 3 years ago at Christmas time.
This is a secondary flight feather of an eagle. It looks like an S. It's got a leading edge and then it's got a trailing edge that comes up like this.
I got a layout where the ranches is. The ranches is at the center of the feather. I just came back out of my shop and started whittling again. This is what's so nice about the basswood. It just, as long as your chisels are very, very sharp, it just peels off very nicely. You can only carve one mallard. One mallard's a mallard. But now there's 5,000 different feathers on a mallard, so I can carve 5,000 feathers. A feather we all just take for granted, but it's one of the most amazing things that there are, is this thing can fly. This is a red-tail hawk feather here. So now what I'm gonna try and do is what I call put the life into it. And that's by creating differences in heights, splits. I showed everybody at Christmas time and they were just, all my family were in awe. They were all touching it going, this isn't real. So now comes the wood burning part. I'm burnishing the wood and I'm creating a tiny groove. My wife does farmers markets. I took them along with me because I just sat there with her all day long. I had six pieces that I took along and I sold all six just like that. And the light bulb went off. And I'm like, this really might be something. We aren't allowed to own a feather other than a game bird feather. It's a federal offense to have a feather in your possession. As people were going, you can't have those. You can't have those feathers. You know, what are you doing with those? And I said, well, they're not real. They're made out of wood. And then they were like, wow, that's really neat. It's even more special. Then they're trying to see, where is it not real? Where, you know, how did you do this? How did you do that? So I use a wet on wet technique where I try to blend the colors when they're wet to give it a little bit softer feel, because feathers are really, really soft. That feather changes so many different hues through the progression of it, through wear, through age. My reward is to see a smile on somebody's face and that I fool them. To see the look on their face when they're like, oh, that's not real. I've got to show my friends. It'll end up inside just like this. Again, you can see it's a little bit different. I change up all the time. There's not one that's ever the same. It's trying to make something as best as I possibly can. And fortunately enough for me, I'm thinking when I'm 80 or 90, that's when I finally start to get good at it.